I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. While Lebanon's protests have been mainly peaceful, local mission organizations saw many teams cancel their trips. Pierre Husny from Horizons International.
Yeah, well, in October, the protests broke out here in Beirut, and we actually had several mission teams that were here at the time, and a lot of them just got locked down in, you know, in their hotels or in their guest houses. And as soon as they got out of Lebanon, just other teams started canceling.
Horizons International works with over 400 international visitors each year. Team cancellations at the end of 2019 led to lost funding for the ministry. Thankfully, teams are starting to come back now that the situation is calming. Please pray for mission work to continue in Lebanon. Meanwhile, Algeria's government shut down yet another church in recent days. According to Middle East Concern, 19 churches have been closed in the past 2 years. At least 13 of the church buildings were sealed shut. Algeria's constitution establishes Islam as the national religion. MEC's Daniel Hoffman says a 2006 law makes it difficult for non-Muslim religious groups to function. The law requires churches to get approval from a national committee, but the committee was never formed to begin with. Visit missionnews.org, then share this story with your network.
I think Algerian Christian leaders are a little bit worried that they are disappearing from people's radar. And when nobody's watching, that the government will continue their activities again. So we can try and find ways of making sure people stay connected with the story and watch what is happening with the Christians in Algeria.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.